Hello, I'm in the car waiting to see the dentist. So I thought I would just talk to you guys. This is gonna be unedited. Of course, while saying the one word about it not being edited, that's when I F up. And anyway, yeah. So I'm just gonna ramble. No fap. I mean, I'm at the dentist's office. Come on, guys. Actually, that sounds like the perfect place if, this was like an actual audio. Anyway, I don't even know what to talk about, but I don't think I've ever like rambled for you guys and just talked about nothing. So here you go. Why not, right? See, this is when I would normally be recording. Right now, this is my break. And I have to be here, so I can't. So this way, I'm still recording. Isn't that cool? Yeah. You can say no, that's okay. This is gonna be such a bad audio. I'm sorry. But hey, why not, right? Anyway, I'm thinking about dyeing my hair. I think I'm gonna dye it pink. So, that'll be pretty. Hopefully. I haven't dyed my hair in years and years. I'm not gonna say how long. Nobody needs to know how long it's been, how many years it's been, because I'll really be showing my age. But, I mean, or not showing my age, because maybe a long time to me is 2 years ago, because, anyway. Yeah, I got nothing. Should I post this? I don't know. Maybe I will. I got a question. So I know that whenever I post anything about like a paid platform, I get downvotes and I lose followers. And it's not. I don't want to bug you guys, and I don't want to, constantly like have ads up or anything. If I had my way, I would never ever have to mention that stuff ever. But the problem is that like Reddit is that's the only place you guys see me. So, I mean, I posted on Twitter, but I have 100 followers, and here I have over 3,000. So, I mean, the only way, like, I was thinking I could do a mailing list. But then, yeah, I might still run into the same issue of people not really seeing it. 'Cause, I can offer something, but if you don't know it exists, then, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not trying to, like, bother people a lot. It's just that I've been working hard and I keep making a lot of content. So that's why I have to keep posting, because there's all this new stuff to post. But I do have to do a new post for my like ways you can support me post, because I have to add Gumroad to it. So I am going to be posting that. You might unfollow me because of it, but I have to update it and it needs a new title, and you can't change titles on Reddit. I hate that. So now I have to make a brand new post for it. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, but to those who really don't like the whole monetization thing, I do have 200 free audios on Reddit. I give you guys a lot of free content. I do. For the first 10 months, like, people would offer me money, but I wouldn't take it or anything. And then I realized, like, everyone and their mom was doing monetization. And I have a degree in what I do, and I've never once made any money ever with my degree. I just had to spend a lot of money to pay off my degree. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, why do I feel like my work doesn't have like that kind of value? Yeah, anyway. So, for the first time ever, like, I'm making money with my degree. And this is a degree that I got years ago that I never ever made a cent with. Finally, I'm making money with it, which is cool. It's cool cool to work in the arts and make money with your degree. I gotta say, I never thought I'd ever make money with it after I got it. I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna get me anywhere in life. But it is, so that's nice. I think it's bad that we think that we shouldn't get paid for doing things that we love. Because each audio that I put up takes at least 3 hours to make. And some take days. So keep that in mind. I mean, I get it. I see why, you know, I understand the anti-monetization people. I hear you. I see you. But there are things to keep in mind. Also, I know people get upset about tips and like stuff like that. But I want to say tips are like a unicorn. Those, yes, I've gotten it before, but it's very, 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 very rare. You know, I think maybe 3 people. I want to say 2 on Patreon, and then 1 through Ko-fi. Yeah. So, I mean, they happen. But it's very rare. So, like, I used to think before I ever started charging any money or accepting money or doing anything. So, for the first 10 months that I was around and making audios every single day, I used to think that, you know, people who had tip jars were, like, getting paid several times a day through the tip jars. It is not like that at all. It's so rare. So rare. So, yeah. And it's hard work. Man, I work seriously around the clock because I've just started doing so much and I just keep trying to, like, give people more and, yeah. So, I mean, it pretty much is a full-time job. I mean, I'm not getting paid full-time money yet anyway. But, yeah. I work on it a lot. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, get into a whole discussion about this or anything. Anyway, and I'm not, like, trying to put anyone down. I'm not trying to do anything like that. I'm just explaining because it is hard to know unless you're in that position where you are accepting money or tips or whatever to know just how much it is. And also, I mean, there are people who make a ton from doing this, but those people are like the super, super, super big fish in the little pond. And I'm like, small to medium-sized fish in the pond. I'm not a big fish. I'm not a really big fish for sure. So, I am lucky though that I can make some money off of what I love to do. And that is nice. And that's why I've been able to get some better equipment too, which is awesome. And I got this thing that's gonna like be able to do surround sound. I'm so excited about it. It's not going to be here till May, I think. So, that's something I spend my income on. February's been kind of a slow month, actually. But I guess I heard that's normal. And I guess, like, March could be slow, too. But yeah. This is probably nowhere as lucrative as you are imagining. But I'm just happy that people appreciate what I do, and that makes me happy. So upvote, comment on things, like, that's a great way to support your fellow creative people. You don't have to give money. Am I really not going to edit this? I don't think so. I might just post it. Part of me thinks I shouldn't, though, because I feel weird whenever I talk about money. It's so uncomfortable. So anytime I make a post that deals with something that's got paid content, I'm always like, I don't want to talk about money. And I felt really strange at first when I first started Patreon. And then I started commissions with it, and I felt weird. I don't know. I don't anymore, because it's a lot of work. It really is. But I really enjoy it. Again, as I said, it's awesome to do what you love and get paid. And I thank you all for that, because it's because of you guys and your upvotes and your comments and support. And that's what kept me, you know, doing this too, because if, like, no one ever commented or upvoted for that first 10 months, would I still be here? I don't know. But thanks for showing your support. Thanks for following. Thanks for everything. Like, everything you do helps in some way, even if it's not monetary. So please know that. And know that you're important no matter what. And I know who so many of you are, too. Like, I remember my, like, people who comment and stuff and interact with me. I remember you guys. And I know some of you have been surprised by that. But yeah. You guys mean a lot to me. And so, yeah, I appreciate all of you. And I don't know when I'm going to be going to see my dentist. Anyway, have a great day. I'll let you know if I end up dyeing my hair pink. I really want to. Alright. Sorry if this sucked. It's probably not what you guys were expecting. I just was like, hey, I have time. I never really talked to you guys like this, so I thought I would. And then I just started on this whole thing about monetization. But it's something that's always, like, in my head, because it's such a awkward topic to talk about. But, yeah. Bye.